He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the May 6th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we continue to have a negative bias here on the market. We did not celebrate Cinco de Mayo in an appropriate fashion on the market. In fact, at about 1 o'clock when the market closed on Cinco de Mayo, I sent out a push notification that, what a lousy Cinco de Mayo in the market. I'm headed off to get some chips and salsa. Market's been a little bit negative here. You know, a lot of times that happens towards the end of earnings season. We didn't really get any kind of big boost out of the earnings season to really propel the market forward. But on the other hand, we didn't really get any bad news that would cause for this bull market, which has been going on now for 6 years and 7 weeks to come to a screeching halt. But we're getting a little bit of a pullback, which, that happens from time to time. And this is one of those times. The Dow right now is down 68 points, okay? The Dow down 68 points. We have the NASDAQ down 20 right now to 4,918. Actually, the Dow's down 80 now, 17,846. Crude oil continues to rise. Let's do the S&P first. Down 6. At 2,083, we have crude oil at $61.82. That's good news for some sectors, and it's bad news for other sectors. That's good news for some countries, and it's bad news for other countries. Gold, $11.94. The euro is at 1.13, up quite a bit from its lows recently. And the 10-year bond is where I want to focus next, because that's the bugaboo. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. What's the bugaboo here? What's causing the grumpiness? What's causing the dark clouds on the horizon in the market? You know, a lot of times it's been my observation that as earnings season winds to a close, which is where we're at right now in this current earnings season, that the market just doesn't have a lot of, there's not really much to go on. There's not a lot of, incentives or any kind of anything to propel the market forward. And that's kind of what's happening, one big factor. Another factor is all of a sudden oil prices are rising. And the boost that we thought we would get from the economy from low oil prices didn't materialize. And now oil prices are rising again. So will that take a bite out of GDP, which is already pretty low? GDP came in at 0.2%, and some think that when it gets its final revision, it will actually be negative for the first quarter of 2015. That's also weighing on the market. But I think that the biggest factor weighing on the market right now, the sudden rise in interest rates. It hasn't been just a little bitty rise. It's been a big rise. We've seen some big moves lately, some sudden moves lately that were unexpected. We saw a huge drop in the price of oil that was completely unexpected. From 107 clear down to 42, that wasn't expected. Where did that come from? And it wasn't a gradual drop, it was a plunge. And then we had a sudden rise in the U.S. dollar. It was not a gradual rise. It was a sudden rise, moving very, very quickly, wiping out a lot of the multinational companies along the way. And now we've had a sudden rise in interest rates, almost 0.5%. I got to say it's 0.5%. From the low 50 basis points, the 10-year yield's now at 2.20. Where did that come from all of a sudden? That hit a lot of bond investors in the pocketbook. And it also shakes up the economy a little bit. Will that take a bite out of GDP? All of a sudden, it costs more to borrow money. all of a sudden companies may sew their pockets shut. Now that interest rates are higher, we're not going to invest in capital equipment here. Not with these interest rates. Well, historically, they're still very, very low. And I warned in my newsletter several months ago that, you know, when something is off the page, when you look at a 100-year history of interest rates, and they're off the page to the downside, the low side, they've never been this low historically, something's got to give at some point in time, and it's starting to give now as interest rates have popped up to 2.20. They were down around 1.6, 1.5. Not too long ago. That's a pretty big percentage jump in interest rates. So the thought is, well, maybe now GDP growth is over in the U.S. It's been growing. The economy's been growing for the last 6 years plus. The market's been growing for the last 6 years plus. But of course, there's been a lot of fiery darts and there's been a lot of question marks added to that growth along the way. And every time if someone sold the market because of a looming fear, they ended up being wrong. And the market continued to go forward and GDP continued to go forward and growth in America continued to go forward. And as I sit here today and I look at the earnings estimates out there on the horizon, I don't see growth ending just yet. I don't think that this is it. I don't think this is the time that GDP finally turns negative and this expansion finally peaks out and we flip the corner into a recession. I don't see that happening yet, but of course I take it a day at a time and a week at a time and a sector at a time and a stock at a time. And I think right now we're in just a pullback mode, which we've had many along the way. Now, can this pullback mode turn into the big one? We're all waiting for the big one. We know there's another bear market lurking out there somewhere. Well, if earnings expectations start to deteriorate, which they're not doing yet, then yes, we've got to watch very, very carefully. I've said it before that as you watch stock action every single day, as you watch indexes every single day, the first clue that you get that not all is well is from the technical patterns. That generally is caused by a turn in sentiment, and that's what we're seeing right now. We've seen a little slight turn to the negative in sentiment right now, and that's showing up in a lot of the stock charts. We're seeing a little bit of rolling over. A few weeks ago, I sent out some tweets saying, hey, I'm seeing some of these consumer stocks like Lowe's and Home Depot and Dollar Tree and others, they're starting to roll over here. It's probably because oil prices are rising and that boost that they were getting from people having more money jingle-jangling around in their pockets is all of a sudden gone. And it was showing up in the stock charts. The second place it starts to show up is in the expectations. All of a sudden, the expectations for earnings start to drop. And the third place it starts to show up, and by this time it's too late, the fundamentals start to change. The P.E. ratios start to rise. The actual earnings start to fall apart. So if you wait until the fundamentals to change, sometimes that can be 50-60% too late. Something's already down 50 to 60% by the time the fundamentals change. Why would I make a crazy statement like that? Well, it's all you got to do is watch how the big warehouse firms behave. When do they downgrade stocks? When the fundamentals have changed and they're down 50 or 60%. That's when they downgrade stocks. And when do they upgrade stocks? When they're up 50 or 60%. And the fundamentals start to change. That's why I don't believe in going on fundamentals alone. I believe that technicals play a big part in giving us early warning signs that something's not right. And then I start to wait for those expectations. That's why I'm constantly looking at earnings expectations. And as long as they remain the same, which is the condition that we have right now, I think we can surmise that we're going through a little bit of a sentiment correction right now. It shows up in the technicals. It's not showing up yet in the expectations of the individual companies, and the fundamentals certainly aren't changing. But there's some people that are starting to predict way out there in the future that GDP is going to go negative and that we're going to fall into a recession, and all of a sudden expectations are starting to fall. How do I know that? Because it's showing up in a lot of stock charts. And I've sold off some stocks here as a precaution recently. As I sit here today, I'm 75% invested, 25% in cash. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've got a little bit of a correction going on in the market these days, and that happens from time to time. Look, the market hasn't gone up every single day for the last 6 years plus. In fact, the market's up 311% since that time. And if you panicked and buckled at the knees and sold everything you own every single time the market goes through a 2, 3, 4% correction, 5%, maybe even a 10% correction, you probably wouldn't have gleaned the profits that have been given to investors over the last 6+ years. And as of last Friday when I wrote my newsletter, the bull market continues. Gosh, we're not down very much from the recent high here, all-time highs that we saw on the market. That's going to happen from time to time. And unfortunately, I wish, you know, there was never any pain in the stock market. There was never any pullbacks in the stock market, but that's just not the nature of the beast, because the stock market ebbs and flows with sentiment that wavers from greed to fear and then back somewhere in the middle, then clear over here to fear, then clear over here to greed. If you could control people's emotions and their sentiment, you wouldn't have as much volatility in the market, but there's no way you're going to get rid of the sentiment swings that take place from time to time in the market. And we're going through one of those sentiment swings. It's a lot more fun for me to come in every day when the market's up 211 points, not when it's down 70 or 80 points. But, you know, during those days, sometimes I find things that have pulled back. In fact, yesterday I sent out 2 push notifications on 2 stocks that had pulled back to levels that I like. I think the stocks are severely undervalued, and I sent out pushes. I said, look, I already own these stocks in the portfolios that I manage here, but I'm buying some more because I've had a lot of new clients that have come in recently, and I'm starting to build positions for them. I said, I'm stepping up to the plate and buying a little bit more here today for my new clients. And there's other stocks that are breaking support a little bit here, and I've taken some defensive action. I'm a big believer, a big believer. Did I say a big believer? I'm a big believer in limiting losses on individual companies. If you look through my newsletter over the years, take a look at the most recent newsletter. Go down below each portfolio and look at the sells that I've made, because I list them all there. Winners and losers, they're all there. Take a look at the percentage, the biggest percentage that I've ever lost in a stock this year. You're going to be, it's rare to find one over 7, 8, 9, 10, 11%, somewhere in there. There's just no excuse, unless it happens overnight. I've had stocks that have gotten crushed overnight. It's pretty rare, but it happens. But I'm not going to sit here and write a stock down 40, 50, 60%. And when you call and ask me why, you know, these guys have already been trained what to say. Well, if we liked it at 80, we've really got to like it here at 40. You know, that's one of the lines. Maybe you ought to buy some more here, Mr. Jones, and we can lower your cost basis, and then when it comes back, you'll be back to even a lot quicker. And then before you know it, it's down 80%, and then it becomes a long-term hold, and you're stuck with it. You know how many years it takes to come back from an 80% loss in an individual stock? So anyways, I just believe in cutting my losses early, and sometimes I get stung by that philosophy. My little Jiva, the Diva, was a biotech stock that I owned in my aggressive growth account. Let's just take a look here. When I sold Jiva, which is, by the way, up 132% or something like that today. See, that's the other side of that coin, isn't it? But more often than not, when you sell a stock that's going the wrong way, you're usually making the right decision, but once in a while a Jiva comes back and bites you in the rear. I sold Jiva, let's see here, for a small loss because I didn't like the way it was behaving. I can't find it right now, but it is being bought out this week for a huge gain. And I took a small loss in the company because I did not like the way that the chart was behaving. There it is. I sold it for a 12% loss back in January 20th. I said, you know what? I don't like the way it's behaving. I've made a mistake here. And I don't want one of those 50, 60% losers. And I come back and it's getting bought out. It's the biggest winner in the market today. So that also happens. But I think over the long haul, I think limiting your losses is very, very important. Wasn't it Warren Buffett that said rule number one is don't lose money? Rule number two is follow rule number one, something like that. And I think that's very important because generally speaking, you know, when stocks start to roll over, you know, it kind of becomes a trend. Pretty soon they all join in. And pretty soon everybody is starting to exit the theater. And if you're one of the first ones to get out of the theater before the real fire starts, before the real panic begins, I think that's a plus. Because here's the way it goes, usually. A stock is flying high. It's doing great. It's flourishing. And I still have several that are flourishing. I'm going to feature one in the second half of the show that reported solid earnings today. It's up today on a down day, and its stock continues to flourish. But eventually what happens is a stock begins to top out, and people start to take profits. A little bit of profit taking begins to set in, as they call it. And you know, a lot of times that will be the reason given for the sell-off in the market. Well, it's profit taking. Okay, so some profit taking sets in. And then pretty soon, the guy that's got a 30% profit, all of a sudden he's holding a 20% profit because some profit taking has set in and taken a 10% haircut from his profit. Then he starts to sell. The guys that are up 20% start to sell. Now the guys that were up 20%, now they're only up 10%, and they say, you know what, I'm going to grab my profit before it disappears. Now the guys that are up 10% start to sell. Okay, then the guys that are at break even are starting to show a 10% loss, and they start cutting the stock to limit their losses. So now you've got the guys selling that were up 30, the guys that are selling that were up 20, the guys that are selling that were up 10, the guys that were even. And then it turns into panic selling. Everybody, now that all the smart people have left the theater, now the guys are left behind that were gripping onto their armrest with white knuckles saying, I'm just going to ride through this. And pretty soon they're down 20%. And then panic mode sets in. And before it's all over, a stock can be down 40 or 50%. Who was the smart guys? The guys that got out early. With the profits. And that's kind of the way it goes. You don't want to hold something that turns into panic mode. That's just a little bit of advice from someone who's been around the markets for a couple of decades. Limiting your losses. If you've got a broker that's not limiting losses, that's not a good thing. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's get into an individual stock. Hey, Gunderson, the name of the show is Best Stocks Now. You haven't talked about one yet. Well, we have to look at the big picture from time to time. It doesn't matter how good your stock is if the big picture doesn't look good. The big picture still looks pretty good, although you've heard a theme here coming from my mouth and from my newsletter recently that the U.S. market is pretty full up for this year. At some point in time, we'll start looking ahead to next year's earnings, which, as of right now, look pretty promising. And that means that this bull market can continue. But we take it a day at a time, because expectations can change rather quickly. So far, expectations are not changing yet. But we're not finding a lot of value here in the U.S., which means there's some profit-taking that's taking place right now, which we just talked about. That early round of profit-taking is going on, and there's a little bit of a turn in the sentiment here in the market, wondering if rising interest rates and all of a sudden weak GDP prints and even quite a few soggy economic reports coming out recently are foretelling that maybe we're headed back into a contraction from this six-year expansion. Well, I don't see that happening yet, but as always, we'll take it a day at a time. And there's still a lot of stocks that are flourishing out there. You also know that I'm very sour on the bond market. I could have saved you, hopefully I saved you a lot of money by warning you that the bond market was getting ready, was setting up for a fall. Anytime a chart is off the page, it's going to snap back towards the mean at some point in time. And I said it last Friday that a new bear market has begun, looks like a new bear market has begun in the bond market. And Warren Buffett echoed those sentiments on Monday by saying the same thing, that the bond market looks expensive. And I think Janet Yellen has been saying the same thing that I've been saying about this market. It's on the high side of valuation right now for this year. That's why we've made very little progress in 2015. The only thing you can do is look for better values. Well, you can look for good values still within our market. There's still some. Or you can look for better values overseas, that's what I've been doing. The overseas and the international markets are outshining the U.S. markets in 2015. But there's still some stocks here that make sense here at home, and one that I continue to own that is in the news this week reporting earnings that were better than expected as a company by the name of AmSurge Corp, headquartered in Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee, AmSurge Corp, a $3 billion company headquartered there. They operate 242 ambulatory surgery centers with physician practice groups in 34 states and the District of Columbia. It's been a pretty good stock over the years. It's a small cap stock. I don't own it in my growth and income account because there's no dividend involved. This is a growth stock. I don't own it in my conservative growth account. It's a small cap stock. I don't even own it in my moderate. This one's in my aggressive growth account, and it's an approximate 3% overall position in that account. Over the last 5 years, AmSurge, AMSG on the NASDAQ, has doubled the returns of the S&P 500. No guarantee that it will continue to do that going forward, but it's averaged 24.7% per year, AMSG, while the market's averaged 12.4. Over the last 3 years, it's doubled the returns of the market again. It's averaged 31.2% per year, while the market's averaged 15.1. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 52%. While the market's up 11.9%. So you have some pretty good alpha there, some pretty good outperformance of AmSurge versus the overall market. And in fact, as I look at Investor's Business Daily, their relative strength ranking, it comes in at 91 on a scale of 1 to 99. The technical pattern right now is kind of like a lot of stocks. It's leveled off. It's been in a nice uptrend for the last couple of years, and it's just in kind of one of those consolidation phases right now. But they did report earnings here this week that were better than expected. So maybe that can get the stock going once again. Now, performance is one thing. I like performance. I like relative strength. I like alpha. I like companies that are outperforming the rest of the companies. That means that tells me that they're in the right area of the market. That tells me that the management is doing a good job. Happy shareholders, all is love, right? But the valuation's also very, very important. And that's one of the problems that the market's running into right now, is a valuation problem. You know, over the long haul, the market's traded at about 16 to 17 times earnings, the S&P 500 has. And right now we're running up against those numbers. And until we get some earnings growth, hopefully that comes after the next quarter, earnings growth begins once again, it's going to be hard for the S&P 500 to make much headway. That's why I don't really like index investing, especially this year. The indexes are going to just tread water as they wait for earnings growth. We're not also going to see multiple expansion, in my opinion. I think the market learned its lesson back in 2000 when the S&P expanded to 30 times earnings, when the norm has been about 16 or 17 over the years. And right now we're back at that 16, 17, even the upper end of that range. Even Janet Yellen saying these days that the market looks to be at the higher end. Warren Buffett said the same thing. He says, I don't think that the market's expensive, but it's definitely at the higher end of valuation. So now it becomes a stock picker's market. You've got to pick stocks that still make sense from a valuation point of view, or you've got to go outside of the U.S., which is another strategy that I've been employing this year, looking for value outside of the U.S. There's some markets around the world that are trading at 10 times earnings, while our market trades at 17 times earnings. I identified several of those in my newsletter last week, and I've been making purchases in stocks in those cheaper markets around the world. But let's get back to AmSurge, which is trading at 16.5 times forward earnings. It's trading at a slight little discount to the overall market, and yet it's been a superior stock. It's been a superior performance stock. And we compare it, that 16.5 times forward earnings, against its growth rate, which is hoped to be 19.5% going forward. That means that the stock is still trading at a little discount to its growth rate. That shows up in the PEG ratio. Very clear to see in my Best Stocks Now app, which is where I'm pulling this information from. It's got a PEG ratio of 0.85, less than 1. Five-year target price, $123 is what I have on the shares. Stock currently trading at $63 per share. Well, we'll still watch this stock going forward. We'll watch the technicals. We'll watch the fundamentals. We'll watch the expectations. Right now, the expectations look pretty good to me. 20% growth this year and another 16% growth next year. And if they can achieve that, the stock should. No guarantees, but the stock should continue to go higher because all things being equal, when earnings grow, stock prices grow. When earnings start to level off, stock levels off. When earnings start to shrink, stock price starts to shrink. AmSurge, AMSG, out of 4,061 stocks in my database, and I'm adding more every day. I've been adding a lot of foreign stocks recently. AmSurge comes in at number 232, and it gets a grade from Gunderson, an overall stock grade. Well, it gets a B-plus right now, but it's still one that I own in my aggressive growth account. You can see all the stocks that I own in my aggressive growth account. They all have these types of characteristics, similar value and performance and healthy stock patterns. You can get my newsletter, which I publish every weekend, by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I've been bullish on this market for 6 years and 7 weeks, and I'm a market timer. When will I turn negative? When will I start pulling back? Well, I got 25% in cash right now. I've taken some profits off the table, but I remain bullish for now on the stock market, not the bond market, however. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I want to talk about one subject here to close the show off, and that's inverse funds. Inverse funds, there's a lot of them out there now. There's inverse funds. They just go the opposite way that the index goes, or the sector goes, okay? So if the S&P 500 goes up 2% tomorrow, the inverse fund, SH, will go down 2%. Conversely, on a day when the S&P 500 is negative, the inverse fund will be positive. Now, obviously, inverse funds have not been a good place to be for the last 6.5 years. Other than using them as a hedge once in a while. But people that have bought inverse funds, people that were bearish on the market, have been in the wrong place at the wrong time for a long time. Inverse funds have not served folks well. It's all you got to do is look at a chart of SH, which I rank every single day. My app ranks it because that is an asset class. It is one of the choices that you have in your portfolio is to own an inverse fund. You could be 100% bearish on the market and have 100% of your assets in an inverse fund, or you could have 25% in an inverse fund. Well, that's been the worst idea that you could possibly have for the last 6 years. But at some point in time, the inverse funds are going to come in handy. First, as a hedge, as the market looks like it might be getting ready to go off of a cliff. And second, as an actual money-making opportunity on the way down when the market eventually goes into bearish mode. And I watch that ranking of the asset classes every single week, and I include the inverse S&P 500 is one of the asset classes that I have to choose from. And guess what's been at the bottom of the heap of asset classes for the last 6 years? SH, the short S&P 500. It's been at the bottom. Eventually, it's going to start rising in rank. And as I look at it right now, let's just see. I think it's a D plus or something like that. SH, on an overall basis, it's been rising a little bit. Out of 4,061, SH comes in at number 3,714. Let me tell you, this is going to be a very important gauge to watch. Where was SH 3 months ago? 3,738. Where was it 6 months ago? 3,766. And where was it a year ago? 3,593. Now, if you like eating at restaurants that have an F plus grade in their window, then you would like owning SH. If there's 4,000 Mexican restaurants to choose from in America, do I really want to go to number 3,823? Well, I don't want to own it in my portfolio either. La Cucaracha probably running around that kitchen back there. But at some point in time, SH will start rising in rank. It hasn't done so now for 6 years. How important has that been in your overall big picture analysis of the market? Why not just look at the app every day, pull up SH, inverse S&P 500, see where it's ranked. you wake up feeling bearish today or tomorrow or the next day, grumpy, get out of bed and on the wrong side of bed, say, I'm going to short this market. I'm going to join the bears. Well, pull up SH on the app. Just type in SH. It's real easy to do on the app there, SH. And then take a look at where it's ranked. It's ranked 3,714 out of 4,061. Now, having said that, SH is not the only inverse fund that there is to choose from. You can go inverse the NASDAQ, inverse small caps, inverse technology, inverse biotechs, BIS, which would be the first one to go, I would think. If this market starts to go, BIS is going to start to rise because the most vulnerable sector in the markets are the sectors that have conned the furthest over the last several months or years, and one of those would definitely be the biotechs, the pharmaceuticals, the technology stocks. Are they not the most vulnerable? You can go inverse China. You can go inverse the emerging markets. You can go inverse Latin America. There's all kinds of opportunity out there awaiting us when the market starts to roll over. But I thought I'd like to bring it up every once in a while, just knowing that you've got a quiver on your back full of arrows. You want to use your sharpest arrows at any given point in time. And one arrow that I've kept in my quiver for a long, long time, it's there if I need it, but I haven't pulled it out yet, is going inverse the market. Now, I do have one tiny little hedge, just one tiny little hedge in the market right now. But for the most part, I'm 75% long the market and 25% cash right now. That's where I stand. I've taken some precautionary moves on some stocks that were starting to roll over. I've limited my losses. That's gone into my cash pile. And as I go forward, I'm waiting for the market to break one way or another, looking for opportunities to put that cash to work. Anyways, that's the way we roll here at Gunderson Capital Management. You could check out the newsletter. That's pwstreet.com. I send that out every weekend. I put my heart and soul into it every single day, every single weekend. You can check out my app that I invented, beststocksnowapp.com. There's currently 4,061 stocks, indexes, mutual funds, ETFs. Or you can give us a call and say, hey, I like a guy that's got all those arrows in his quiver. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. We'd be happy to talk to you about how we manage money, how we do everything we can do to be in the right places at the right time. And sometimes the market's just in stall mode, like it is right now. That's pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.